Can't believe this, can you? Sydney University, well, you can believe anything, I suppose. Sydney University have taken what could only be described as a positive step to address falling academic standards at universities. Sydney University says, this is amazing, it will in future require students accepted into science, engineering, commerce and IT courses to have passed intermediate maths in year 12. In other words, apparently, the university's previously accepted students who'd not passed year 12 intermediate maths into engineering and science. It's one of some of the buildings in town don't fall over. Imagine an engineer who hasn't passed year 12 HSC maths. There is a crisis in education, make no mistake about it. Malcolm Turnbull is right when he said several times this week, we're not tipping more money in. Money hasn't solved the problem in the past. Richard Hill, a Griffith University researcher, says students are being admitted to universities who are barely capable of completing an essay. He says, if you've got a pulse, you can get in. It's a very serious issue at the coalface for academics who often have to teach students who are semi-literate. He said, how on earth are they getting away with this without a public inquiry? Data obtained by Fairfax Media last week from Sydney University, Macquarie University, the University of New South Wales and Western Sydney University indicated students with ATAR scores as low as 30 out of 100 have this year been accepted into courses like business, teaching and engineering. Why is it happening? Because in 2010 the Rudd government removed caps on the number of places universities can offer students, and that encouraged universities to jump over themselves to admit more students because each student attracts both government funding and private fees. You wouldn't know it, but there is a Federal Minister for Education. He's called Simon Birmingham. Will he get into action and do something about it?